feel there's magic in the air.
Baseball is the best time of the year.
We all came down to the game to shout and yell and cheer. The Cubs are gonna win it all this year.
Hey, better, better, better. Hey, better, better, better. Hey, better, better, better. Sway!
Let's hear it for the Cubbies.
Let's hear it for our team.
Oh, what a day at Wrigley Field. I'm glad that we're all here.
The Cubs are gonna win it all this year.
And the local Grammy goes to
these guys. Wow, that's a great jam. Finally, Pete, there you go. Finally, the rest of the stuff. The clever takes off of Go Cubs Go. All the parody, the novelty stuff that we've had here on the show. All right, it's time for Picnic here on The Download. Wednesday night, 10 o'clock. Every 10 o'clock hour on Wednesday this summer, we've been giving authentic, legitimate nicknames to the 2016 Chicago Cubs. And Pete, I said it last week, and I guess I repeat because I totally forgot to do it, but we should probably name, tonight might be a good time towards the end, to at least go through the ones we've already done. Do we have a list? Do we have like a full list, or we completely forgot about them?
No, I have. I've been keeping a list.
Good thing you did.
Yeah, I have everybody.
I think the listeners would love to have us just sit here for the next 10 minutes and try to think of all the ones that we came up with.
Like a 15. Yeah. That's the first half of Picnic is free association.
Wait a minute.
What was it?
Matt Klein's in studio with us. How are you, Matt?
I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
Good. All right. So tonight, last week was a good night. We finally got through John Lester and David Ross. Ross had a big game. He got a solo homer tonight.
He did. Actually, Soler, who we're featuring this evening, a nice, large three-run home run.
All right, so Jorge Soler and Aroldis Chapman. We're doing the Cuban connection tonight, 312-981-7200. Aroldis Chapman and Jorge Soler. All right, Matt Klein, what do we know about Jorge Soler?
Jorge Soler, full name, Jorge Carlos Soler Castillo.
Really?
Yes.
He's got a Castillo on the back? He just got rid of that?
By the way, wait till we hit Chapman. You won't believe this guy's full name. Jorge Carlos Soler Castillo, number 68. He's an outfielder. I would designate an actual position, but in Joe Madden's Cubs era, he could play anywhere. He'll probably be at second tomorrow. He's 24 years old. He was born on February 25th, 1992. Pisces. And he defected from Cuba in 2011. He established residency in Haiti, where he was able to... It's a weird situation, not to bog you down with this, but he was there's an Office of Foreign Assets Control in Cuba.
Okay.
And he was blocked by it, which allows him to, as he takes up this residency in Haiti, to establish himself as a free agent, which he does. He's able to negotiate with all these teams in baseball, and the Cubs went out.
That was a big
deal.
It was a big deal. There was a $1 million contract, front page in the newspaper when he was brought in, and he spent a couple years in the minors.
Right, and but not only that, we were bidding pretty. So I remember, like, I think it was around the same time as Cespedes.
Yeah.
And people were like, do you go Cespedes? Do you go Soler? I mean, the Red Sox were in on Soler. The Dodgers were in on Soler.
It was when they were
Soler,
giving big contracts to Cuban players.
Exactly.
And we got one. And it was kind of weird for us because we ended up having him in the minors for so long. It was kind of like a frustrating moment because he was really young, right? He was only like 18, 19 when he...
He was very young. I mean, he's 24 right now, you know?
Yeah,
so, when that whole thing was going down, what was that, 2011? Stop it, Siri. Sorry.
Siri's guys. Like...
That's radio
Office
gold.
Of Office yeah. of Government Relations, Haiti.
So 2011, okay. 5 years. He was 19 years old. Yeah. So the Cubs end up winning out. He agrees to a 9-year, $30 million deal.
Which is nothing.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
$30 million, right. Your eyes go wide.
That home run tonight was like $22 million. You know what I mean? Like his...
He's one of these Cubs. Essentially, he's one of these rookie Cubs that is on a rookie contract who is playing for a World Series championship. It's pretty amazing. What the Cubs
I think Chris Bryant is making $408 this year. The entire It's ridiculous.
Like, okay, so Jorge Soler, we know him. He was kind of a star before he came in. He was a Cuban sensation.
Right.
He defected to come here. He's got a long land. And what do we know about him in the way he plays? He's not an everyday player because they rotate so many players around. But he kind of came off the DL last year in the playoffs, and he had a pretty good playoff run.
He had a great postseason. Right? He actually hit. I have no notes to back this up. I'm going off the top of my head here.
Uh-oh.
But I think I'm pretty sure I'm right here. Like, his first 8 or 9 plate appearances, he reached base, which was like
a bunch of walks.
I'm not saying hits, but he
had a great start.
He reached base like a record amount of times to start a player's career postseason.
He was, even in that Mets series, he was a shining light offensively.
Absolutely.
Where you were like, oh,
no,
Soler got on base when everyone else
between,
was kind of.
I mean, Schwarber hit 5 home runs last postseason. Between Schwarber and Soler, like, they were the two kids that were carrying us postseason.
And he's the only thing we would say about him, and the only negative thing we can say about Jorge Soler is he does get injured.
He does,
second DL stint.
He's got a little mean streak. This is a little backstory too. Like, we haven't really seen this in the big league level, but there was an incident in the minors where he attacked a guy with a bat.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
Like, yeah, it was like, I remember it being one of those things where we were like, really? Theo, this
there
is
was,
the guy
there
that
was
we
already,
just picked
he
up.
Just, he did it at the wrong time because the Cubs were tanking, and it was like, this is a terrible, whole team, throw it all out. Let's go to Brian. Brian, what do you got for Jorge Soler? Start us off.
Because it's solar power, we can call him Sunshine.
Sunshine. There you go. Playing off the name. So Jorge Soler, we started up with Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Thank you, Brian. That's a good one.
I was thinking about, like, you take, like, there's a friend of mine. His name is Juan Lagunas. And we Americanize his name as Johnny Lakes. You know what I mean?
Right.
So Jorge Soler, I was thinking Georgie Sunbeams. Or we had
Joe Sun.
Joe Sun. Hey, Joe Sun.
All right. A lot of Jorge Soler coming in, which is good. Let's get right to the, before we get to Aroldis Chapman, I have to get past all the people who are like, you're from Wonder Lake? It's like half the texts. Can't get over it. Solar power. The horse. 708 says the horse.
Jorge horse connection, maybe.
I think that solar power should be discontinued or disqualified because he, you know, I think that's like,
obvious.
He knows that he calls himself that. He has like his Twitter. It's like solar power and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
He does. So
I think it's just been a name that's been attached to him ever since he came up. Yeah. Once he made the big league club, it's been solar power, the whole time. So,
Payday Soler. There were reports that Soler was offered a contract for the Cubs before he officially was a free agent. That's possible. It's probably true.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with Cuban players. Let's see. And I'm avoiding the Aroldis Chapman. So a lot of good Aroldis Chapmans. Okay, so we got Jorge Soler, and we got a lot of great stuff, and we're going to get to a bunch of nicknames that are coming in here. And then we also, when we come back, Matt's going to size up Aroldis Chapman, what we know about him. We're playing Picnic here, 312-981-7200. If we pick your nicknames, you're going to get a prize. Stay with us.
Chicago, what do you say? I'll be going all the way. Hey, Bigby, what do you say? I'll be going all the way. Chicago, what do you say?
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, Matt Klein in studio. We're doing Picnic. Tonight, the Cubs were trying to give authentic, legitimate nicknames to Jorge Soler and Aroldis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman, that's going to be a tough one. We know it. Georgie Sunshine for 630 says Georgie Sunshine for Jorge Soler.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we just said, right? The Flare.
I think I said Georgie Sunbeams. Ooh, the Flare.
The Flare.
Like Solar Flare.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The Flare.
Hmm.
I like that one. All right. So let's Soler shares a birthday with Ron Santo and myself. That's what Jerry says. T-Bone.
Do you know who Aroldis Chapman shares a birthday with?
Who?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go, man. Let's turn to Aroldis Chapman now. Now, you text me a picture of a ton of research and nicknames. You've been working on Aroldis Chapman for like 4 days now.
Something about Aroldis really, you know, lit a fire under me. And I don't know if it was because of the Cuban angle. There just seemed to be a lot to play with. Okay. So what we know about...
What do we know about him?
His name is, full name, Alberton Aroldis Chapman de la Cruz. That's his absolute full name. Alberton Aroldis Chapman de la Cruz. He's a closer. He's jersey number 54. He's born on February 28th, 1988, my seventh birthday. He's 28 years old. He just had his golden birthday.
He's 28 years old.
He's 28 years old. He just had his golden birthday. He is a lefty flame-throwing reliever, four-time All-Star, born and raised in Holguin, Cuba. Son of a boxing trainer, played for the Holguin Hounds in Cuba, was a first baseman before moving to pitcher, and he has played for the Reds for six seasons and the Yankees and Cubs this season.
Now, we know his negative stories.
He's had
a 30-game suspension for domestic violence. Let's stay away from those nicknames, just out of respect for that issue.
I've got some things to cross off then.
Yeah, let's do that. And then also, and this is a story that I knew about a long time ago. He got caught trying to defect. And then he ratted out the people who tried to help him.
That is correct.
Because it was, you know, like it was all about money. And the guys who were trying to get him out, when he got caught, he turned on the guys and then put him in jail.
It was his way of getting out of the situation. He had to, like, rat out.
He ratted out, like, the agents or whoever was helping him get to the $1 million payday in the MLB. They went to Cuban jail.
Correct.
They came out and tried to sue him. I don't know where that ended up. And then he ended up defecting anyway. Like, I think he went to Amsterdam for some tournament. And
it's crazy how that all works. Even going back to Soler, once he seeks refuge in Haiti, however he got there, like, is that it? Like, you hear some people seek refuge somewhere, they're sucked back, and then they go to jail for 50 years.
Right, right.
Why does one guy get to...
Yeah,
find refuge in Haiti, and he's
maybe because those guys are so high priced popular that they can't, like, it, you know, if they defect, they can't put him in jail. Like, they're like country heroes kind of. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, maybe
because
two things. Maybe they want him to go on to succeed, or
it's good for
maybe they know it's so high profile that
they can't get
it. It would garner a lot of attention that they were drawn back and imprisoned.
All right, so let's get to these. I've got for Chapman, Matt Prince. I don't know what that means.
Matt Prince?
Yeah, I think that's probably a reference that is over my head that's also not a good reference. AC for Chapman, Aroldis Chapman, AC.
Okay.
Someone's got for Jorge Soler, 705, says ACDC. You can go either way, left or right field.
Okay.
Georgie Brightson. They're just playing off of that now. For 630 says, for Aroldis Chapman, how about Sonic Boom?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. We'll put the Tropic Thunder.
Here we go.
You know.
It's starting to go. You've got for Chapman, because he pitches so fast and nobody can hit him, call him no hitter. It's got a dual meaning.
Okay.
In his case. Here we go. Promised myself, man.
Yeah, we weren't going to go there.
We're not going to go there.
We weren't going to go there.
All right, so, so no hitter, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
What about Kami Gun?
773 says heat wave.
Okay.
Okay, that's probably good.
You can play off a heat, yeah.
Because 103 in the shade, they say.
Yeah, Heater Frampton. Heater Jennings, you know, anything. Really, you know, St. Heater, whatever you want to do there. Anything like flames and like gas, you know, we can come up with a lot of stuff.
602 says, the Hurl of Antilles. Because I guess Cuba is known as the Pearl of Antilles.
It is. The Hurl of Antilles.
And then I love that 602. And he throws the ball reasonably fast. That's what they say on the back
only,
end.
Only nobody has done it faster than Aroldis Chapman.
Reasonably.
Yeah, reasonably fast.
224 says flamethrower for Chapman.
Okay.
All right.
Flamethrower.
Yeah.
Harold Flamis. What? By the way, Chapman's slider would get to Cuba from the Keys in 1 hour. His fastball would take 51 minutes.
It would take 51 minutes?
To get from the Keys to Cuba. Yeah.
You really did do some research.
You did some
one train going in this
some
direction.
Long division.
That's some word problems.
Absolutely.
Way to go. That's not your run of the mill math.
No, no, no.
You're bringing it to like a sophomore junior level with this.
My iPhone calculator was working overtime for this bit.
Chapman says the cooler. All right.
Okay.
That's the 708, the cooler. Big shooter. I don't know.
Aral, this game is over.
Let's go to Solaire. What do we got for Solaire? Let's keep going with Solaire. You had some thoughts on Solaire, Pete, just knowing that Solaire, you follow Solaire on his Twitter account.
Right, and he'd been off Twitter for a while. Like, he had tweeted in May that he thanked some car dealership, and he's got a picture of himself in front of a Mazda dealership. Thank you for the 2016 Mazda CX-5. That was in May. And then he was off Twitter, right. And then August 15th he came back. He's like, I'm back on Twitter, guys. Missed all my fans. So then now he's been tweeting up a storm. Okay. And just 11 minutes ago, he tweeted hashtag Solaire Power and a picture of himself with a big 450 feet. Very modest guy, Jorge Solaire.
He needs to let all the people who don't have internet on their phone know that he hit a home run tonight.
He hit a monster home run. Right. And then he's a bunch of Comcast retweets that show his highlights.
Comcast. That's my nickname for him, Comcast, because they're always showing my highlights.
Absolutely.
Comcast, the package. Sports Tonight.
The real.
The real.
As in the highlight reel.
The highlight reel. The real. The real. Rob Martier, what do you got on a Jorge Solaire? What are you thinking?
Jorge Alphonse Capone Solaire. Because he likes the baseball bat when he gets angry.
Yeah.
That's right. See, you're playing on the Alphonse Capone.
And then for Chapman, just simply the arm.
The arm.
I didn't go too deep on these tonight.
No, just, I like
just
the arm. I like the arm. There's a lot of arm kind of stuff here.
Yeah.
262 says, Jorge, thanks for the Mazda Solaire.
Zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom.
Zoom,
Jorge, zoom, zoom, Solaire.
Oh, that's good. Zoom, zoom.
Oh, that's great.
You'd have to take it from Jerry Azuma, right? Isn't that A-Chap? 847's got A-Chap. I'm not a big fan of the abbreviation type nicknames, right? Because you can do that with anybody. K-Bry.
Yeah. J-Soul.
Right.
I mean, we're not going there.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. that's too hockey-ish.
Right.
Taser.
Let's see. Strike and save need wedding dates. Some strike it hot. Commie Hilfiger.
Jorge Solaire. I've got Smooth Operator. Which is we did that for Smooth Criminal as Addison Russell.
Yeah, you know what is it is great to watch Chapman pitch, and he's got very fluid mechanics. You know, there's guys that you would see throw 100 miles an hour or upper 90s, and it just looks like they're absolutely throwing their body out.
Right,
and it's cool to watch. Like it doesn't look like. Listen, I mean the guy could lose it at any second. Based on what he's doing, but it looks so fluid. It's fun to watch. He's must see TV when he comes on to pitch.
All right, tonight the nicknames are given to Aroldis Chapman and Jorge Solaire. The winners will get a prize. We're going to give away. Why don't we do the Pequod's Pizza gift cards? Right. If you are the one that we choose for Aroldis Chapman and Jorge Solaire, you'll get the Pequod's Pizza gift card. So bring your A game. Your A-Chap game to the second half of Picnic coming up.
The Cubs are here today, doing it for their fans and what they want to say is
there's a download here, WGN Radio. We're playing Picnic tonight, 312-981-7200. The Cubs, we do Picnic every Wednesday night. We're giving authentic, legitimate nicknames to the 2016 squad. Tonight, Jorge Solaire and Aroldis Chapman going with the Cuban theme. We've got some good stuff. Texts are coming in. You can call as well, 312-981-7200. If we pick your nickname, you get a Pequod's pizza gift card. How great is that? And we'll just always reference that player by your nickname for eternity. 708 says, for Solera, I have the bat or Georgie Lumber. For Chapman, the Cuban cannon.
Okay.
That's not bad. The Cuban cannon. Okay. 312 says, Chapman, how about Thunderball?
Thunderball?
Yeah.
Tropic Thunder?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Thunderball.
I had somebody just send me Havanarama.
773 says, for Solaire, Highlander, because there can only be one.
How about the Marxman for the revolutionary socialist Karl Marx?
That's good. So M-A-R-X.
M-A-N. The Marxman.
847 says A-100 for Raulds Chapman. Okay, I'm going to skip that one. There's going to be a lot of that, right? 815 says AC, because we were kind of ripping on AC. They said, no, AC actinium is one of the periodic table. The symbol is AC. It's highly radioactive. Yeah, so.
All right.
Oh, okay. So it goes
What's the name of the element?
Actinium.
Actinium. Again, not something we probably are yelling from the stands.
AC. Oh, AC. Because of these nicknames. No, because of periodic element actinium. Yeah,
guys, you obviously aren't aware of element 97 on the periodic table.
Another one to send 630, hand cannon for Aroldis Chapman.
Hand cannon?
Hand cannon. 262 says Fast and Furious. 5-4.
Flava save.
Fast and Furious 54. Yeah, I guess that's for...
Fast and Furious 54.
Mm-hmm.
Golden birthday this year for Chapman, 28 years old, born right on February 28th. Golden reliever. You've got, how about this one? Guantanamo K. I got Zim on that one. Guantanamo K.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's a winner.
That's a winner. 262 says, how about launch code? For Chapman, launch code.
That's pretty good too, actually.
Launch code.
Launch code.
All right. Going through all the text because I missed
it. Fidel Castro.
Jorge, hey, gone. That's it. Hey, hey.
Saveland Avenue.
I'm looking for one. Of Chapman that was really early on in this that was really good, and I was like, oh, I gotta remember that one.
If either one of these players gets cold, you can call it the Cuban fizzle crisis.
You're big into the
I'm done.
The Cuban puns.
I know.
Right?
Cuba has so much to offer when it comes to jokes at their expense.
Oh, I was gonna say, I think you started to sound a little bit like a travel show.
Yeah,
Cuba's
right.
Cuba's got like a Rick Steves.
Yeah.
Cuba's got so much to offer. You walk around with your fanny pack, your money belt.
Just stay on this one street in the entire country, and you'll be fine.
All right. 312-981-7200. What do you think? I mean, there's a lot of texts in here, and out of respect for what I know this is a fun game, and it's fun.
Yeah.
There's also, you know, that domestic violence is not that fun. So let's, if we can, why don't we go ahead and stop sending those?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, all right, let's read some of them.
Let's read some of them.
Let's read some of them.
Of course not.
Let's not send
Madeline Dubeck and a texter. So 847, and Madeline Dubeck, who was on the show earlier from PolitiFact, Illinois, she said, how about for Chapman, Chapstick? Provides instant relief.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
She tied it all together there.
And that's exactly what someone on the text said as well. Chapstick for Aroldis Chapman.
I'm going to write that one down. That's
actually pretty good. Yeah. I got to say, that's one that sticks out here.
312. It's no Guantanamo K.
It is no Guantanamo K, right. All right, so let's go to 773 says Chapman is the arm slinger.
Okay.
Okay. 312 says Jorge Soler is the Cuban slamwich.
Ooh.
Okay. Cuban slamwich.
Yeah, never mind. Okay.
773 for either of them, the missiles of October. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you have the hunt for Red October. That could be some sort of
I think that's what they're playing off. Because we do, what we do here on WGN when we get the playoff time, it's the hunt for Blue October.
Right. Even though red is also a color that the Cubs wear.
Yeah, right.
And,
right. But blue's more Cubs-like, right?
Yeah, it is. Cubby blue
right.
Is a color. It's a thing.
Well, we're looking good, but Chapman, I think that we've got, I have my favorite for Jorge Soler.
Okay.
No doubt about it. Chapman, I'm still up in the air with some of these.
Are we, I mean, obviously, I don't think you're thinking about Georgie Sunbeams, but are you leaning towards the flair?
Well, I'll let you know when we get to
okay.
that point. You know?
Right. Sorry.
262 has Hot Minute Jorge. I'm really sure what that means.
Well, I mean, I don't know what they're getting at, but it doesn't seem to take very long when he comes in. I mean, he's had a couple eight-pitch.
Right. Well, no, they're talking Jorge Soler.
Oh, Soler.
Yeah.
Hot Minute. Yeah, I don't know where that's going.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We will go through the nicknames we have. We'll add the ones that are called in at the end here. And we will give you nicknames for Jorge Soler and Aroldis Chapman. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
It's Chicago's got a fever, and it's spreading all over town. You can catch it in the stands of Wrigley Field, in any place that you sit down. So come on and catch the fever. Come on and join the fun. Come on and join our puppies in the quest to be number one.
Yeah, that one's got British Invasion written all over it. Yeah,
I was just going to say that. Was that the Kinks?
We're big Cubs fans.
Yes.
We watch them on the Superstation.
312-981-7200, the number here. 219 says, for Aroldis Chapman, how about pickle? Because they're on a Cuban sandwich, and he gets us out of pickles.
Mm. I didn't think about the Cuban sandwich. One of my favorite sandwiches, actually.
The pickle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about Smiley for Soler?
He does smile a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a mohawk. I guess we didn't play off the mohawk.
He does have a mohawk?
It's a new haircut.
We're going to look back and go, remember, that's going to be like the mullet of 2016.
Faux hawk or whatever they call it. Yeah.
Right. 630 says the missile for Jorge.
Okay.
The missile.
Cuban missile.
Mm-hmm. A buck 05 for Aroldis Chapman because he threw 105 miles per hour.
Pitch.
Buck 05.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I got Ving. I'm just a couple things people sent me here. Ving Flames.
They said this one works for either. 708 says the defector.
Yeah.
It does work for other. But again, like I hear a little bit like, come on, defector.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. We want to tie in something with like a raft,
right,
too.
Right, right.
Like, yeah.
That something tells me these guys didn't get in a raft to come over here. They defected by getting little flights.
So when you read about it, obviously it's not detailed. I don't know. Maybe they were.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea. Like, how else did they defect? I know one of them. I can't remember which one it is off the top of my head. One of the two of them bailed on the baseball team when they were playing somewhere internationally.
Yeah, it's like Chapman.
Chapman, like Denmark or something
like that. That's how it usually will go when they go to tournaments in other countries. It's easier for them to
skip out
from there
than
from Havana.
Yeah.
All right, so 312-981-7200. We got a good list here, so why don't we go to it? I will throw it out to first to you guys, Klein and Pete, and then we will get it upstairs to our judge, Esmeralda, will pick tonight's winners. Okay, so for Jorge Soler, I've got Sunshine, The Flare, okay, Zoom Zoom, Georgie Sunbeam, and The Missile. What do we like there?
Me or Zim?
You go first.
I like The Flare for two reasons. Obviously, Solaire Flare, and he does have some flair with the faux hawk, with the gold chains, you know, like I think it's a it covers all bases, that nickname.
Yeah, because you could also get a rhyme in there too, so you're like Jorge the Flair Solaire.
Absolutely,
it's like a boxer.
Yeah.
It's like very,
I like
very
that one
boxer
a lot.
Name. Okay.
I like that one a lot.
All right, so what do we like, Pete? Let me get to you. Do you like Sunshine? The Flair? Zoom Zoom, Georgie Sunbeams, or The Missile?
I kind of like The Missile.
Okay. All right. I like where we're going here. Okay, so let's go to Araldus Chapman. I'll stay with you, Pete. Let's do this here. Do we like Sonic Boom, Heat Wave, Chapstick, The Cuban Cannon, or Guantanamo K?
I have to go with Guantanamo K. good.
But is that, I mean, that's a...
Let's
we
go
all know
Guantanamo K.
Yeah, but I mean, is that, do you run the risk of ethnic stereotypes in, or because we only know Guantanamo Bay because it's a prison.
Prison.
Yeah, well, we're not calling him K of Pigs. We're
That came up in here. But my point being that, like, it just seems a little bit like white guys being like, "Hey, Guantanamo K, high five!" And then you guys chug a Miller Lite. You know what I mean? Like, it's in that area. I mean, it's good.
It does seem very bro-ish. Might have to change it.
No, but you got to stay with it now.
All right, I'll stay with it.
All right. I think we got our semifinalists for the main event, Esmeralda Leon. Esmeralda, how are you tonight?
Doing all right.
All right. Okay. All right, so we're going to start with Jorge Soler, Araldus Chapman. You've been in your soundproof booth the entire night, so you have not heard any of our conversations about this. You would never cheat like that.
No, I've been listening to the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack all night.
Oh, good, nice.
That's what I do.
That's classic. And the one thing I love about you is you do it every night. Every night, Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
It's 7 to 11.
That's what's on. You just keep it on repeat. Keeps going around and around. All right, here we go. Do we like, for Jorge Soler, left fielder for the Chicago Cubs, do we like Sunshine, The Missile, or The Flare?
I'm going to go with The Flare.
The Flare.
I
good
like
choice.
The Flare.
Yeah.
I think that's a no-brainer, right? What do you think of that, Martyr? Yeah. Jorge The Flare Soler.
Love it. It just it rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, The Flare.
It rolls off the tongue. It's so perfect in so many ways.
All right, we got it. The Flare. So we get the win there. Okay, for Araldus Chapman, the closer, we've got Heat Wave, Guantanamo K, or
let's not forget Commie Gun too.
Yeah, we do Commie Gun too, or Chapstick, because he provides instant relief. So we go with Heat Wave, Guantanamo K, or Chapstick. Show your math.
I'm going with Chapstick.
Hey, all right.
I like the instant relief thing.
Yeah.
And
I think it's pretty slick.
And why did you skip Guantanamo K? Too bro-y?
It seems
kind of bro-y. Like, it's just like all
your
we know
whole,
about. Yeah.
The whole thing of the image of someone yelling that and then chugging that Miller Lite.
She just didn't want me to get the pizza is all it was.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
really surprised.
Sorry,
did anybody text in or mention Bay of Pigs by
they
any
chance? Well, we did K of Pigs.
They did K of Pigs. Yeah. There's a lot of pig references, especially when it comes to Araldus Chapman.
Cool Hand Nuke.
Yeah, there was a lot in there. So, all right, so we got it. So, Pete, tonight we add, for Jorge Soler, we add The Flare. And for Araldus Chapman, we add Chapstick. Thanks for playing. Okay, so do you have the list in front of you of the players that we've picked so far so we can add them to the list?
Dexter Fowler, Free Range. Justin Grimm, Grim Reaper.
Okay.
It's harvest time.
Well, that's right. He had a sub nickname.
Kyle Hendricks, the Calculator.
Right, that was a big one.
Javi Baez, Babyface, Hector Rondon, Hectoro, Tommy La Stella, Tommy Gunn, Pedro Strop, White Castle, Russell, Addison Russell, Smooth Criminal, Ben Zobrist, Zorro, Chris Bryant, Roy, Wilson Contreras, Sweet Peppers, Alberto Amora, Whopper Jr., Haymaker for Hayward, Ham Jam. Right. Then we did Theo and Joe Madden, Theo King Midas, Joe Madden, Papa Smurf, then John Lackey, Big Country, Miguel Montero, Freeze Frame, John Lester, the Bald Eagle, David Ross, Pit Boss, Jorge Soler, Flair, and Aroldis Chapman, Chapstick.
There you go. Wow, that's some good summer work right there, guys. Season.
Now, guys, have we reached out to the Cubs yet? Have we no. started giving something, them these?
Something tells me you reach out to the Cubs and they'll be like, who's this? Let's get a cease and desist going right away.
Yeah.
They'll be like, who? What?
I think had one member of the front office listen to this show one time as we were doing this.
Luckily, we're opposite the games. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
But I will say this. They won't interfere with our nicknames until the second part of this game, which is to print up unlicensed T-shirts and merchandise and go with the stick and walk around Wrigley during playoff time and
Absolutely.
Just have all the T-shirts on the stick and maybe a couple stuffed animals. That's the next step for
First
us.
Week of October, baby. I'm already dialed in. Go to Strange Cargo right there on Clark Street.
That's where Matt Klein's going to be selling those for $35-$40 to the tourists who are coming to their first playoff game. And you'll be like, hey, Babyface, any Babyface Baez?
Yeah, Uncle Matty's got to make a couple nickels when the golf season cools down.
Matt Klein, good to see you. Next week, we got one more next week, then we'll take a break. And then, I mean, we're down to the last sort of three
Are we
or
all
four
going
weeks.
On vacation together? How does this work?
Yeah, we'll all do it.
Okay.
It's an Airbnb, right. So it'll
Perfect.
Be easy.
Awesome. Yeah.